Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The center fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting third. The DH, Howard Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Laga. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Fahey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is hit by the pitch. Evans moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson fires to second, and they've got Whitaker trapped. There's the throw to Boggs, who applies the tag for the out. Whitaker moves to second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts in front of the plate. Allinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to third. Wilson moves to second. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Laga scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 0 for 1 in the game. Laga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fahey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fahey for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herndon is hit by the pitch. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lemon bunts towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herndon moves to second. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 0 for 2 in the game. Laga hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brookins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 0-for-2 in the game. Fahey hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Mark Clear now pitching. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Mike Laga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laga is 0-for-3 in the game. Laga hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Gary Hancock pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gedman moves to third. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-3 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gedman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rich Gedman now catching. Julio Valdez now playing shortstop. Mike Brown now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 0-for-3 in the game. Fahey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Trammell strikes out. There goes Fahey. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Rice reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Whitaker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.